I'm David Brown, and shortly after the first time the independent Texas standard was raised, red, white, and blue, the first nation to recognize the new republic built a frame structure in the Texas capital city to serve as a legation and sent out a charge d'affaires from Paris. The French legation was a lavish place by the standards of the day. The idea, at least initially, was to bring French settlers to Texas. Even then, the French had a reputation for celebrating liberty and those who sought it, and it made a certain sense to form an alliance with Texas. The building still stands today. Perhaps less well known is that at No. 1 Place Vendôme in Paris, in the 1st arrondissement, about 15 minutes from the Friday attacks, there's a plaque marking where the embassy of the Republic of Texas in France once stood. Political boundaries and definitions come and go, but the spirit of the people remains astonishingly resilient and faithful through the years and the miles. And so it was that in Paris on a Friday night, people sang and danced at a concert hall, cheered at a football stadium, sipped wine and enjoyed each other's company long past nightfall around sidewalk tables on the Boulevard Voltaire, under the soft glow of candles and streetlights. It's a happiness we know, free of worry, free of fear, free. Paris on a Friday night. Even as we grieve, there is no horror so great, no animus so medieval, that can break that love of freedom which binds us. A structure which, like that of the old frame legation, still stands. And we celebrate it, never more so than we do today. Within the past few hours, the governors of Michigan and Alabama have announced they will not resettle any refugees from Syria in their states. This after reports that at least one of the Paris attackers slipped through Europe's refugee screening system. And now this, allow me to read to you from the letter sent to President Obama this morning by Governor Greg Abbott. Dear President Obama, as Governor of Texas, I write to inform you that the state of Texas will not accept any refugees from Syria in the wake of the deadly terrorist attack in Paris. Further, I and millions of Americans implore you to halt your plans to accept more Syrian refugees in the United States. A Syrian refugee appears to have been part of the Paris terrorist attack. American humanitarian compassion could be exploited to expose Americans to similar deadly danger. The letter goes on to say, given the tragic attack in Paris and the threats we have already seen in Texas, coupled with the FBI director's acknowledgement that we do not have the information necessary to effectively vet Syrian nationals, Texas cannot participate in any program that will result in Syrian refugees, any one of whom could be connected to terrorism, being resettled in Texas. Close quote. Joining us now, Aydin Salehian, professor of political science, University of Texas at Dallas. He is also an associate at the Strauss Center for International Security and Law, UT Austin. Professor, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me again.
Hours ago in Turkey, the president reiterated his call to go forward with the refugee resettlement program. Does that make sense in light of what's happened in Paris?
Yes. I mean, this refugee crisis is, by all accounts, the worst refugee crisis since World War II. Millions of Syrians have been displaced both within their country and outside of the country. The neighboring countries, Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, are having massive problems handling this number of people. So a share of them have tried to come to the West, to Europe, and to the United States. And, you know, despite the horrors of what happened in Paris, we can't let fear take over and close our doors to millions of people that really are really suffering and struggling.
On Sunday, White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said that President Obama does want to move forward with this refugee resettlement plan, and he cited robust vetting procedures for those refugees. But Texas Congressman Mike McCaul, who's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, says he's been briefed by the FBI and Homeland Security, and they tell him this cannot be done. We don't have the databases. Paris changes everything, McCaul says, does it?
Well, let's be very, very clear about how what's going on in Europe differs from the program that the Obama administration is offering. The Syrian refugee crisis, the Syrians that are going to Europe are presenting themselves to authorities in Greece, Italy, Germany, and then are being screened and processed in country. And it appears that one of the attackers in Paris slipped through the cracks. The U.S. refugee resettlement process, which we've had since 1980, screens refugees overseas. So they're screened in typically in neighboring countries to where the conflict is taking place. They're screened by the State Department. They're screened by intelligence agencies. Then they're allowed to come where they're placed with a voluntary organization that sponsors them while they're here. That process takes upwards of a year. So it's very unlikely, in my view, that terrorists, ISIS, will try to use this as a primary means to try to enter the United States because of its lengthy screening procedures and just the difficulty of actually getting in. Once you're screened as well, there's no guarantee that you're actually going to make it to the United States. So it just seems like a very unlikely avenue to try to come in through that door.
I want to go a little long here, and forgive me, Stations. We hopefully will make our deadlines here, but this is a very serious situation. In Governor Abbott's letter, the threat posed to Texas by ISIS is very real. ISIS claimed credit last May when two terrorist gunmen launched an attack in Garland. Less than 2 weeks later, the governor says the FBI arrested an Iraqi-born man in North Texas and charged him with lying to federal agents about traveling to Syria to fight with ISIS. And in 2014, when Governor Abbott was attorney general, they participated in a joint terrorism task force that arrested two Austin residents for providing material support to terrorists, including ISIS. Should those factors be considerations in whether or not Texas accepts any refugees?
Absolutely. I mean, we have legitimate security concerns. We have concerns with anybody who might be here currently that could be radicalized, including American citizens, by the way, or people that have been here for a long time that are subsequently radicalized. When we're talking about millions of refugees fleeing that region and the United States' long tradition of accepting people from Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Syria, Iran, others, the vast majority of those people that have come and settled in the United States do so for a better life. They are working, going to school, being productive members of society. And to the extent that there might be a few extremists or people that could be radicalized, yes, we need to be vigilant about that. Mm-hmm. But to blanketly close the doors and say none of these people can come in and let our fear overwhelm our humanitarian obligations is a little bit short-sighted in my view.
Aidan Salehian is professor of political science at the University of Texas at Dallas. He is also an associate at the Strauss Center for International Security and Law, UT Austin. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.